Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
The United Kingdom. The UK Falun Dafa Association received a letter of support from the UK Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office on January 23rd in response to a report of threats directed at Shenyang performers and their host venues in the United Kingdom. The letter said in part, "This government will stand firm on human rights and is committed to promoting and protecting the right of freedom of religion or belief for all, including Falun Gong practitioners, Shenyang performers, and their audiences. We are committed to responding to foreign interference, including those actions which amount to transnational repression. Any attempt by a foreign power to intimidate, harass, or harm individuals or communities in the UK will not be tolerated." At the end of the letter, the government reiterated its stance and stated, "I hope this response reassures you that the government takes the safety and security of Falun Gong practitioners, Shenyang performers, and their audiences very seriously." The UK Security Minister, Dan Jarvis, wrote in a February 4th letter to the UK Falun Dafa Association, "Threats to physically target venues and individuals in this way are utterly reprehensible and are an affront to the freedoms and security we all enjoy in the UK." He affirmed that any attempt to intimidate, harass, or harm individuals or communities in the UK will not be tolerated, and that the government takes the protection of its individuals' rights, freedoms, and safety extremely seriously.
New Zealand. Dozens of Falun Dafa practitioners held an event at Commercial Bay Plaza in the city of Auckland on January 31st to introduce the practice to the public. They provided a free Falun Dafa exercise demonstration, performed a dragon dance, and spoke with the many people who expressed interest in learning more about Falun Dafa. People signed petitions to declare their support of practitioners against the brutal, ongoing persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. Spectators expressed support for the principles of Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and felt the practice could benefit people and society. Among passersby was Imogen Staines, who works nearby. She said she was attracted by the scene of practitioners doing the exercises. She explained that meditating relieved her anxiety and helped her to calm down. Ms. Staines thanked the practitioners for introducing Falun Dafa to the public and said practicing could not only improve people's minds and bodies, but following its guiding principles could help build a better community. She said she hopes to learn more about the practice.
Sweden. In the Old Town section of Stockholm, near the Swedish Parliament, is a public square known as Myntorget. On Saturday afternoons throughout January, Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the spiritual practice, raised awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, and collected signatures on a petition calling for the end of the ongoing human rights abuses in China. Despite the cold, many people stopped to learn more and signed a petition against the crimes. After signing the petition, a middle-aged man told a practitioner that he worked in China 10 years ago. He said, "I learned about the CCP's tyranny and the Cultural Revolution from my co-workers. China's human rights plight is getting worse. I also know there is extensive internet censorship in China." He added, "Many people have quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. This is very good." He said that when they can no longer go along with the party, people living under the Chinese Communist regime are expressing their attitude in this peaceful way. Falun Dafa practitioners Tula, Olga, and Biliana, who frequently participate in the activities at Myntorget, said they hope more people will learn about the persecution. The Chinese New Year is just on the horizon, and they expressed their gratitude and respect to Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, to wish him a happy Chinese New Year.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Ms. Zhao Zicheng of Liaoning Province was arrested in December of 2024 after being reported for putting up stickers bearing messages about Falun Gong. In court, Ms. Zhao testified in her own defense and emphasized that no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong or labels it as a cult. She recited relevant government regulations attesting to the fact and added that the government long ago lifted the ban on Falun Gong publications. She thus asserted that she had broken no law in exercising her constitutional right to spread messages about Falun Gong. The court nonetheless sentenced her to 2 years, and she was admitted to prison in January this year. Ms. Zhao is the 54th Falun Gong practitioner in the greater Jinzhou region who had been wrongly convicted for their faith by the same court between 2022 and 2025.
10. Qinyuwen County, Liaoning Province residents made their second court appearance in January for their faith in Falun Gong. The 10 practitioners were arrested and indicted in 2024. The prosecutors accused the practitioners of forming a criminal organization to install satellite dishes and provide the public with access to uncensored information from New Tang Dynasty TV, a New York-based TV station. While Falun Gong practitioners across China did install satellite dishes to help the public receive uncensored information about the persecution from overseas media, the 10 defendants did not do this. Even if they had, there was nothing illegal about it. During the practitioners' first hearing, the prosecutors presented confiscated Falun Gong materials from the practitioners' homes that did not match what was stated in the police-produced list of confiscated items. At the second hearing, lawyers pointed out that the materials and testimonies submitted by multiple witnesses were exactly the same, suspecting that they were fabricated. The lawyers accused the police of framing their clients. The judge did not address the lawyers' questions and adjourned the session without announcing any verdicts.
A 94-year-old man in Heilongjiang Province is facing repeated threats of a 3-year jail sentence. Mr. Zhu Shujun faced an ordeal beginning in 2017 when both he and his late wife were arrested for hanging up banners bearing messages about the persecution. The local court sentenced the couple to 3 years. To avoid jail time, the couple went into hiding, but were eventually tracked down to a rental home. After Mr. Zhu's wife's death, police came to harass him and take him for a medical evaluation, and then sent him to prison. He lost 13 pounds while mourning his wife's passing. He was bedridden. Even the police were shocked to see him in such a terrible state. This did not stop the judge from telling his daughter, "While your father cannot take care of himself, I can still have him imprisoned as long as he's able to eat."
A 64-year-old woman in Yunnan Province was recently sentenced to 4 years in prison for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Kuang Daying was arrested at home in August last year. She was convicted by a district court. She has appealed and is now awaiting a ruling. Ms. Kuang, a small business owner, has been repeatedly targeted in the past 27 years for upholding her faith. She was arrested 6 other times prior to her latest ordeal. She served 2 labor camp terms and 2 prison terms, totaling 14 and a half years. Ms. Kuang's son was only 15 months old when she was given the first labor camp term in 2002. Unable to cope with the pressure from the persecution, her husband divorced her in 2008. Her mother, who also practiced Falun Gong, faced constant harassment as well. The elderly woman in her 70s died from pulmonary edema and heart failure in 2019. Falun Dafa practitioners in the Netherlands raise awareness of the persecution year-round. Every weekend, regardless of the winter cold or the scorching summer sun, practitioners set up an information booth in the Dutch government's city center to raise awareness of the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Practitioners hold regular events on Groot Markstraat, a commercial street in the center of The Hague. They set up informational display boards, demonstrate the five exercises, hand out flyers, and talk to passersby. Among those who stopped to learn about Falun Dafa were business people, scholars, international students, human rights workers, and tourists. Many who hear about the persecution for the first time are stunned by the actions of the CCP. Others, who already know about the situation, express their support and admiration for practitioners. Two professors from Leiden University in the Netherlands visited the booth and asked whether practitioners had any materials in Chinese. They explained that they teach biology and interacted with students and visiting scholars from China. They have found that these scholars were unaware of the human rights abuses happening in China. The professors wanted to share the information with their Chinese colleagues to help them obtain the truth so they can break away from the CCP's indoctrination. Sandro from Italy said he worked in The Hague. He said, "Organ donation should be a choice. I support organ donation and I want to help others after I die, but one needs to sign a voluntary donation form rather than being killed by certain groups or individuals for profit." That is terrible. Communist China is a country that is completely different from the free world in the West. They try to imitate Western European countries and create a similar image, but there is no freedom of speech in China. Sandro continued, "I know some of the CCP's practices frighten many Chinese. People are being secretly monitored and investigated. This fear makes Chinese people afraid of thinking differently." He said he finds it sad when economic agreements with China prompt silence about bad practices taking place there. An Amnesty International staff member signed a petition that calls for an end to the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. She left her email address and told the practitioners that she was very willing to help them stop the persecution and that they could contact her anytime if they needed help.
Audiences in Austria, France, Italy, Switzerland, the UK, and the US appreciate Shen Yun for blessings and benefits. Shen Yun Performing Arts continued its 2026 world tour, filling theaters in Australia, France, Italy, Switzerland, the UK, and the US during the final days of January. Prince Gundikar and Princess Marie of Liechtenstein saw Shen Yun in Vienna on January 23rd. The royal couple agreed that Shen Yun carries profound significance for contemporary society. Prince Gundikar said, "The connection between the divine and humanity is conveyed with extraordinary beauty in these dance pieces. This is truly the central message of these works, to express beauty, transcendence, and everything that comes from the divine. It left a deep and lasting impression on me." Princess Marie observed, "That Mongolian dance was very powerful. These ethnic dances are truly something very special." She added, "Traditions are being lost and atheism is becoming dominant. People should rediscover their faith in God. In today's world, where spirituality is often overlooked, this is extremely important." Prince Gundikar was also impressed by Shen Yun's live orchestra, the first in the world to successfully blend Eastern and Western musical traditions. He said, "I liked it very much. Chinese music is completely different from European music, yet the two work together extremely well. It's an entirely different kind of music, and that is precisely what makes it beautiful. Every culture has its own music. Nothing is all the same." Swiss Senator Mauro Poggia attended the Shen Yun performance in Geneva on January 20th. He said, "It's a great pleasure to see the company return here. We haven't seen them in Geneva for a few years. I hope we will see them regularly every year now." In what he described as a troubled world where human values are disappearing and solidarity is no longer present, He said he believes that this type of show plays an essential role. He explained, "It feels good to have values expressed in this way. These are human values that enable us to respect others and also earn their respect. They allow us to express what is deepest within ourselves and to earn the respect of those around us." Pascal Lisselingue is a deputy mayor of a Parisian suburb and saw Shen Yun in Paris on January 23rd. He said, "I am a supporter of ancestral traditions, and I find that reviving this ancestral tradition through these performances is something quite extraordinary because it is the history of China." He added, "You feel good when you watch the show. I truly believe that someone who has kindness transmits it to others, and this kindness is there. It exists, and you can feel it." Company owner Katia Alghishi saw Shen Yun in Milan, Italy on January 25th. She said of the performance, "It was full of magic and spiritual messages. The extreme gentleness and kindness deeply moved me." She added, "I believe that the Creator is with every living being. Every person has a divine side in their heart. They just need to search and discover. The program portraying the Creator descending to save people was very sacred." Oliver Reboa, who is in charge of the French market for a multinational company, saw Shen Yun in Paris on January 25th. He shared, "The performance was full of vitality. We felt the kindness coming from the bottom of the hearts of all of the artists on stage. At the beginning of the performance, when the divine beings descended to the human world, we felt the arrival of the divine, where the earth was full of peace. I think the performance can bring extremely great blessings and benefits to different countries around the world."
Romania, benefiting from reading Juan Fallon. For millions of people around the world, reading the book Juan Fallon, the main text of Falun Dafa, was a turning point in their lives. They found new ways of understanding challenges and say their morals have improved. On the 30th anniversary of the publication of Juan Fallon, practitioners in Romania tell their stories of how this book has improved and continues to improve their lives. Vlad was about to finish his undergraduate studies in engineering in 2012 when the instructor of a communications course and he talked about spirituality, and the man suggested that he look into Falun Dafa. Initially, I thought there was something hidden, something not public, that was hard to find about Falun Dafa, but I found that all the teachings and the exercises were available on a website free of charge, said Vlad. This was how he read Juan Fallon for the first time. After reading the book, he understood why a person should improve their character, and his notions about morality were redefined. He said, "For many years, I didn't understand what compassion was. I always felt that having compassion seemed sentimental and a sign of weakness, but it isn't. After reading Juan Fallon, I understood that when I set myself aside and let go of my emotions, I'm compassionate." After he began practicing Falun Dafa, Vlad began putting the teachings into action. When he told his mother that his relationship with his girlfriend ended and he let her have most of his belongings, his mother felt Vlad was unfairly treated, but Vlad was calm and unaffected. He said, "I was reminded by a passage in Juan Fallon where I was taught to be considerate before saying or doing anything. I looked at my mother and replied that my ex-girlfriend needed these things. My mother was impressed because she knew I was always selfish. She said, 'You're a saint.' I realized that a very good way to deal with conflict is to look at myself first and what I may have done to create the situation. I should first look at myself and see how I caused the problem instead of accusing the other person," he said. After practicing Falun Dafa for nearly 13 years, Vlad said that he reads Juan Fallon every day because it helps guide me to become a better, more balanced person, one who is considerate. Georgiana still remembers the day she decided to practice Falun Dafa. It was August 24th, 2020. The feeling was so strong. "Yes, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. This is why I am here," she said. When Georgiana read the Falun Dafa books, they were a ray of hope and a reminder of better times. Ever since I was a child, I had a love for people. I believed that people are capable of great things and always had faith that everyone has goodness in his heart, she said. With the passage of time, these things were overshadowed by the experiences and choices I made in life. Before she began practicing Falun Dafa, her family relationships were strained and she was in poor health. She was depressed and suffered from panic attacks. After I finished reading Juan Fallon for the first time, I wept. I felt like I woke up, said Georgiana. The despair faded, and I already had hope. I realized that we can rise up, elevate. Motivated by the teachings in the book, she began taking steps to build her life in a more positive direction. 6 months after she began practicing, she and her then-boyfriend of 16 years got married. For years, she had been unable to get her driver's license because she could not control her emotions of anxiety and fear. She was finally able to pass the driving test. I still have many things to do. I have many attachments to get rid of, she said. But I know that through studying Juan Fallon and advancing in cultivation level by level, we will succeed.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.